greatest show off Earth. Written by Margaret Mahey and read by Richard Mitchley.
Part 1. Chapter 1. A Birthday Surprise.
Happy birthday to me,
sang Delphinium, dreaming of cake and candles as she sang. Though she was sitting in a room full of sensitive computers, she had to sing her own happy birthday to herself, for not one computer was programmed to sing this fine old song to her. And though she was the cleverest calculator on Space Station Vulnik, besides being the only girl, she didn't have the merest ghost of an idea that she was singing her way into an adventure story.
Happy birthday to me,
she chanted loudly, kicking her heels in time to the song. A stern voice came thundering out of a little grill right next to her ear, the voice of Flinders, the Space Station Vulnik snoopervisor, snooping as usual. He was sitting back comfortably, watching screens that showed him every single curve and corner of the space station. As he himself hadn't bothered to celebrate a birthday in years, he didn't see why anyone else should.
Stop that singing at once, he commanded. You will raise the fun level, and too much fun is dangerous for all of us. Remember what happened to your parents.
That wasn't because of fun, argued Delphinium. They vanished during an explosion. They were blown into dust particles.
Well then, remember what happened to that wretched wonder show,
cried Flinders quickly.
There was certainly too much fun going on there. That wonder show popped out of nowhere and began working its way round the edge of the known universe, having a good time all the way. Most dangerous. But would they listen to our sensible warnings? No. And now they've vanished. Fizz. Fut. So think of the wonder show and shut up at once.
Delphinium thought of the wonder show, stopped singing and groaned quietly instead.
That's better, said
Flinders in a kinder voice, for groaning and moaning were all encouraged on Space Station Vulnik.
Now remember the sacred space station rules. No joking, no singing. Sit still, feeling weary, dreary and smeary. And above all, stare hard at your screen without blinking, just in case.
Though Delphinium tried to sit still, she twitched with impatience under her dark blue overall.
It's my birthday, she thought, and I'm 10, which is double numbers. But here I am, stuck in front of a screen, just as usual, on level 7 of Space Station Vulnik, just as usual. And nobody turning 10, not even a space weevil, should have to feel merely usual. She knew that in other parts of the universe, other children, children whose parents hadn't been blown to cosmic dust in a giant explosion, were actually allowed to enjoy their birthdays. Birthdays are meant to be glorious, she whispered rebelliously, and a 10th birthday should be gloriously glorious.
Then, daringly, she glanced sideways at a particular button, the red alarm button with the word Danger engraved on it. Her fingers twitched with wicked excitement.